This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah, it works for me, especially following Katie Morgan. Hey, yeah. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Jerry Burke, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, more or less. In today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. You got the devices, you know where the platforms are, but I'm going to name them for you anyway. Look, you got your iPhone, you got your Android. Maybe even get you some old PC that you're cranking along on, because they certainly do out west. Guess what? You go to our website, you click the Listen Live button. Most of the time, there we are. And, look, it's you can grab this show live. You can grab Sports Overnight America live. You can grab anything you want on the network live. And not only that, all the archives are there. All the various different interviews, platforms, various different things that we have done over the years, not only on this show, but all the programming on the network, it's there. The legends of sports, the legends of entertainment, the legends of porn, if it happens to be the particular day. And look, check it out. You click on the Listen Live button, there we are. iHeart, Stitcher, TuneIn, all the various different ways you can get this show. It's all good, because it's all about radio on the go. You're heading to work, you're heading to the gym. Maybe you're just getting ready to go to bed and you want to hear a couple of minutes of sports before you hit the rack or hit something else. Well, guess what? You can do it, and you can do it live and in living color, as the saying goes. But for us, most important is the American Forces Radio Network. You know, we've been going down to Army and Navy for a few years now. We've talked about it ad nauseum at times. But I'll tell you something. Those guys and girls, you see the families, it's what it's all about. Their commitment, their dedication, and what they have to give up in order to be a part of the armed forces community, let me tell you something, it's near and dear to our hearts. We're going to set this mess up and knock it off right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Did you go to law school?
No. Clown school.
And I became an executive in media. That's how it works. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Jerry Burke. And we're going to talk some basketball here. A lot of basketball, actually. And then dive into a little bit of baseball. And have fun in this hour because... There's some storylines going on, not the least of which is in Fenway Park.
Boston,
surprisingly enough. You know, it's at Boston, my friend. Adam Jones hearing racial taunts at Fenway.
Really shocked. I lived about a 10-minute, not even a 10-minute walk from Fenway Park for years. I was in the Back Bay section. And God, it's a terrible thing to say about Boston. I'm serious. I've lived in Dallas. I've lived in Savannah, Georgia. Boston is more of a racist town. It's a politically liberal, socially. Reggie Smith used to have to wear a batting helmet in the outfield because people used to throw batteries at him.
Yeah, threw batteries at him. I remember it very well.
But it still has a problem with race there. And considering it's a New England city, it's what decade? I have no clue. But yeah, there's still problems up there, and they're going to have them. Boston, if you've ever been there, Roxbury, Dorchester, that's where the African American lives. Chelsea, that's where, and everything else is white, and it stays that way too. And yeah. they've had problems there for, it was 1959 before Pumpsy Green showed up.
Hey, listen, man, I talked to Bill Russell for years.
Oh yeah, the stuff he went through, and he won.
Talked about the stuff that he went through, and he was a winner. Yeah, exactly. But we'll get to that at 40 after the hour. Speaking of basketball, we got a little bit of news going on as the playoffs continue, and now chalk is starting to raise its ugly head, in my opinion. No, just kidding. It's fun. We know what the playoffs are. It's all about, let's see if the Cavaliers and Golden State can make it to the finals and who's going to challenge them, if anybody. Well, the lead story, of course, in the NBA is that the Warriors don't expect Steve Kerr to return for the remainder of the NBA playoffs. Now, you talk about messing up, and we'll get to the Mets medical staff at 40 after the hour as well when we start dealing with some baseball. But, you know, it is amazing to me that these teams that have the highest paid doctors on call, you know, the prestige guys who want to be a part, they're so busy sniffing the jocks that they forget their medical bags in their cars half the time. And he goes in there to have back surgery, and they managed to bleep it up to the point where he has spinal fluid leaking into his body, causing migraines, identify with, and infections and various different things. And this guy can't coach.
He can't stand up, let alone coach.
He can't return to the bench because he can't sit for an extended period of time. Right. So they turn it over to Mercurial Mike Brown, mm-hmm. whose greatest claim to fame was that LeBron got him fired.
Right.
And, you know, I just don't get it. How do these doctors – and look, I understand. It's a precise science, but it's not a precise science. I get that. But it's amazing how many stories you hear about these sports teams, all of them.
Right.
Where they just can't get proper medical care.
Well, look at the NFL real quick. When they went out there and tried to do the concussion protocol, and they said, let's pick a doctor, and they took the Jets, was it a podiatrist or something like that, and they made him in charge. And, you know, it's just, and here's the other thing. If you're operating on a spine, you've gone past medical school, supposedly, and you're not allowed to cut into people unless you know exactly what you're doing when it comes to that part of the body. Mm-hmm. You don't go oops. And if you do go oops, you're standing, and usually you have two other surgeons right there saying, hey, look, you nicked that. Look, see, that's fluid. That's not supposed to sew that up. Let's put it this way. If it were a player, can you imagine if that went on happened to like Peyton Manning with his back surgeries? Can you imagine what would happen if that happened to him when he was getting
Joe Montana? It's happened on the Mets medical staff. They're a terrorist organization. They're right there with ISIS.
Right.
They are. They attempted to bomb Flushing. Well, I mean, you'd be tempted to bomb Flushing anyway. Right. You know, they were going to drop Moab on it and just try to target it towards the bunker that houses the medical staff.
Right.
But, you know, with that being said, I'm amazed by this. And this guy, I mean, it's not only the fact that he's going to miss the remainder of the playoffs.
Right.
If they can't get this guy tweaked again,
right,
he's probably going to have to retire.
Right. And you know what? Here's the thing. This was all done by a staff member, supposedly, or somebody on call, or somebody who I guess is on. You know, someone's on a
retainer.
A retainer. Yeah, exactly. Right. By the Warriors. Let's say that he's screwed up for the rest of his life. In a way that's not. I mean, he's not crippled, but he can't sit, can't stand. What does he do? Sue them? Sue the team's doctor for malpractice while the team's still paying him because he has a work-related injury for the remainder of his contract? Can you imagine? Can you imagine the legal talk going on with that?
Oh yeah, but he will.
Oh yeah, he should.
And I can't blame him. I mean, you look at the current pictures of Steve Kerr. I mean, first of all, he looks like he's doped up beyond all recognition.
I'm jealous of him for that.
And so am I. But you know, you look at it, and you know, considering my track record when it comes to health, I understand the relationship between medicine and drugs.
And my record with dope. Simon, go ahead.
And there you go. So, but you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, how could it get to this point? And this is, I mean, he is in bad shape.
Right.
So then they throw the team out there, and granted, you could roll the basketball out and they could play 4-5 and probably win their
game. Oh, yeah. It's just like when Barry Switzer took over for the Cowboys. Why did he even show up? It's the same thing.
You know something? I love Barry. Mm. I love Barry.
Yeah, he was a straight-up guy.
No, when I was living in Norman, and I lived there for a couple of years, right? Mm-hmm. There was a little corner restaurant called Mafucci's.
They have Italians in Norman, really?
She was the one.
Oh, okay. Angela. I remember her well, yeah.
Yeah, it was Betty, actually. Oh, Betty, Elizabeth Mafucci. But
okay, go ahead.
But
that's funny.
They had a great business. It was right on the corner of two of the main intersections, which was good because that meant that they shoveled the manure.
Right.
But, you know, we were sitting there, and Switzer walked in, and I was sitting there and just, you know, chowing down on some lunch. And he had a takeout order, and he dropped down in my booth, and he was like, hey, how you doing? I'm good, Barry. How the hell are you doing? He didn't know me from a hole in a wall.
Right.
He started eating French fries off my plate.
Right. What, they weren't paying him enough in order? You know what?
So I said to him, I said, you buying my lunch? He was like, yeah, what the heck? He goes, how much? It was like, you know, $2.75 or whatever it was at the time. Yeah. Here you go. And you're a nice kid. I said, yeah, so are you. You're a good coach.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Marcus Dupree. He would probably give you a different opinion of Barry Switzer.
Yeah, I've talked to Marcus.
How do you screw up Marcus Dupree?
Yeah, well.
I mean, think about it. You have to be as dumb as I am to screw up Marcus Dupree. But, hey, he's Barry Switzer. Anyway, but the point is, with the Warriors, they can put me out there, and they'd probably still get to the finals.
as long as you stayed out of the way.
All right. Well, I'm a slow white guy. What would I do on the court? Come on. Really?
Well, it's a point. You would get up and down every other trip. But I'm just astounded. But it does throw a wrinkle into things in that, you know, look, this is no knock on Mike Brown.
But that would be nice if he went up against Cleveland and kicked their ass, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That's exactly where I was going. It does set an interesting storyline in motion. Because should it get that far, and I'm not completely convinced that Cleveland's going to be able to do that.
Right.
But with that being said, that would certainly set off a storyline that the NBA, TNT, and right. ESPN, and all the other morons in the politically correct world did not anticipate. And I wonder how they would have that play out. Would it be a kumbaya thing between him and LeBron, or would they really play up the antagonism of, you know, I got this guy fired?
Right. Now, let me ask you one thing. I remember go back to 2002.
And you can ask me two things. Go ahead.
The Sacramento Kings. And they were going to, I think Indiana represented the East that year, and the Kings basically got, I mean, the league screwed them out of the Western Conference Finals. If you remember that game six.
Oh, yeah, with the Lakers. I'm
thinking along those lines. You know, there is a possibility. I'm not saying it's likely, but there is a possibility you can have Utah and Toronto in the finals. I mean, would the NBA ever allow that? And I'm being dead serious.
No. In a word, no.
I can't imagine. I just, yeah, but that's the thing. No other league, hockey, NFL, maybe the NFL a little bit, baseball. We don't think that way. But the NBA, it's almost to me, in my opinion, it's just two steps away from and a couple of hormones away from WWE. Sometimes it really is a fix.
Every time you talk about a fix in sports, what's the sport involved?
Oil wrestling or basketball?
And there you go.
There you go. That music means it's time for a break.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We're breaking.
Okay, go. You do the outro.
Yeah, we're going. Bye.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Jerry Burke, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter is more your thing at BobBlack71. You got a Twitter handle?
You know, I had one, but I'm really lazy about it. I used to have one for sports overnight. I used to have one. It was called Wimmy. It was at Wimmy Shipple.
People are going to go out of their way to type that in.
Well, no, it's an Irish term. It's an old Irish. My grandmother used to use it. Basically, it means you get goosebumps. It's called Wimmy Shipples in Northern Ireland. And like, I'm really lazy about Twitter. Plus, I spend more time watching porn. So just
I look at your guest list.
And I have dinner with these people too.
Hey, listen, man, I'm envious.
You should be.
I'm envious. I love Katie Morgan. I wish she hadn't gotten the boob job. I got to be honest.
She is an absolute. She is exactly like she is in person. I mean, exactly. Yeah. And if you remember the show Real Sex and of course Pornucopia on HBO, and she's really just a flat out nice person. And here's a woman who got into the adult film industry to pay for a lawyer and bail money after getting caught bringing in 100 pounds of weed across the Mexican border.
Right.
She's a multimillionaire now.
Right.
All right.
As it should be, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I walk into the bank, they hand me a red pen. Yeah, so she gets
just to make sure you're in the right line.
Oh, honest to God. But yeah, she's an absolute sweetheart, as most of them are with Vivid Radio. That's at XM Sirius Channel 415. It's one of those pay channels you have to pay for, you cheap sons of bitches out there. But yeah, they're sweeties. Hey, you were talking about basketball, and you were talking about Bill Russell a little bit earlier. You know, here's the thing. I was thinking about, Red Auerbach was not exactly somebody who you could lean on. I mean, he never went to Auerbach's house for dinner and vice versa. But, you know, Red Auerbach, he tried to defend Russell, but I think he could have done more, I think, considering the climate that was in Boston. Sometimes I think those stories that you hear about how Russell, people did things to his house and everything. Auerbach, all he would have had to have done was just gone on WBZ one time and said, cut the crap, and it would have ended
stop it.
And he never did.
And it would have ended,
And Cousy did, but, you know, Cousy was like, you know, but if Red Auerbach had done that, I think it would have stopped. I really do think it would have.
I don't know. I honestly don't know because, look, a pretty good chunk of my family's up there, you know, and you know where Boxford is?
Of course I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, my family was up there, you know, not us, but, you know, relatives.
Right.
We're up there when it was nothing but swamps.
Right.
And then
now it's swamps with expensive homes.
Well, no, at the back end of it, their neighbors were Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. And, you know, and it was all well and good. But it was, you know, it's such a contradiction in that the rural is the rural, but the city is the rural as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, they didn't integrate the schools until I was in fourth grade. In Massachusetts. Think about that.
Yeah.
1974.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so, yeah. It's been like that. I mean, Earl.
Look at all the people that protested you coming to their school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Earl Wilson, the pitcher, when the Red Sox. Think about this. Here was the scouting report on Earl Wilson, who threw a no-hitter for the Boston Red Sox eventually. Good fastball and a nice colored boy. That was the scouting report on a major league pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's indicative of the town. That's why the Bruins were always a bigger sell than the Boston Celtics were, even though the Celtics were winning, you know, 11 titles in 13 years, because all the Bruins were white. That's point blank. That was the reason.
No question about it. You know, since we're in that, we're going to bounce all over the place today. The hell with the format.
It's called being disaterral. But okay, go for it.
No, I love it. You know, you talked about the overt racism, and Adam Jones was talking about, and we'll get back to basketball at some point in time. It's just a game. Who cares? You know,
it's rigged anyway.
He's having racial stuff thrown at him, right, you know, in Fenway, which is not surprising,
right,
given the history of the town.
Hell, but at least they do it to their own players.
Well, hopefully, you know, it's an isolated thing.
Right.
And, you know, you get a Yahoo who's drunk and everything else. But I'll tell you something. And this is having lived in the Deep South. And I mean the Deep South. I worked down in Mobile. One thing about it down there is you knew who was what. And you still had some of the good old boys who were reliving the Civil War.
War between the states.
But you knew who they were.
Right. There was no surprise if somebody said something. You knew where it was coming from.
Correct. And even though the population of Mobile proper was predominantly African American,
right,
they dealt with each other,
right,
because you knew so and so was a redneck.
Right.
And
so you just didn't go near his neighborhood. That's all.
Well, yeah, but you know what it was? Would oddly enough, there was a civility about it. And I know that sounds strange,
what?
Involving racism. But it was just, they could be friends and have a beer. They just wouldn't go to each other's houses.
Right. Okay.
it was a very strange dynamic. And you talked about, like, with Earl Wilson, the scouting report.
Right.
The guy who was the head of the Board of Education down there.
Right.
I'll leave his name out of it at the time because he did end up having some legal issues. But
resolved?
Not in a favorable way. I was talking about the fact that, and he was a couple of years younger than me, maybe 10 years younger than I was.
Probably still is.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's alive. But
God, you're morbid. I love it. Go for it.
We went to his office one night after a hard night of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And sat down for a couple of minutes, and he showed me this letter, which was something that I was just incredibly blown away by. And they were integrating the colleges,
right,
down there, state universities. It still was in the progressive phase, shall
right
we say. So he had, he was a good student, smart guy, no particular athletic ability, so it had to be academic.
Right.
So he had applied to some of the state universities because he didn't have any money.
Right.
And Auburn University sent him a letter that was titled, "Dear Black Student."
Are you serious?
Totally serious.
Well, I do know at, God, I can't think of the name of the stadium down there in Birmingham where they play the Iron Bowl every year.
But
I remember up until, I think it was 1970,
Brian
on
Denning,
the ticket, yeah, it said, this ticket is for the proper use by a Caucasian attendee of the game. Any other race will be escorted from the stadium. This was in 1970, before John, right that same year that McKay took USC out there and beat the hell out of them too. But that was Bear Bryant. He knew they were going to get beat up in that game too. But yeah, they used to have that on the tickets and then on the back. Now they say all the rules of the stadium. Yeah, blah blah. Yeah, but one of the rules was if you're black and you have this ticket, you're going to leave. I mean, think about that. And that was 1970.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't come as far as you think, man.
Yeah, well, so he showed me this letter and up above his thing. So I said, "Did you go to Auburn?" He was like, No. Dear black student, we're pleased that you have applied to Auburn University. It was amazing.
Where did you end up going? UAB or something?
I forget.
But
he didn't go there.
You hear stories like that, and you think about some of the opportunities that the college missed by not admitting that student. That's what I think about. I think about, schools, I think about the Boston Red Sox. They had a chance to have Jackie Robinson and Willie Mays. The groundskeeper threw Robinson off the field, and Mays, they just did kind of as a token. I think about the Red Sox of the 50s had some terrible teams, good players. They had Williams.
Oh, yeah.
They had Sam McDowell. They had Jimmy Pearsall, who was a fantastic ball player. But the rest of them, I could have made that team. But think how things could have been different if they didn't have that mentality. It's not so much the people that got shunned because of it. That's bad enough. But what they could have done, not just for the team, but for a whole city, if they would just stop it. Just grow up a little bit.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. And it's at this time, the underlying stuff in these cities, people, it's everywhere. But you look at it and you say to yourself, all right, we haven't come very far. In many ways we have. But, you look at it, why has that city in particular not shaken off its provincial trappings and progressed with the time? Like, we were talking Bill Russell.
Right.
I've talked to Bill a number of times. And as you said, never invited to Auerbach's house.
Right.
He and Wilt, for as much as the NBA fueled their rivalry,
they were best of friends.
They were best of friends, and they were very supportive of each other because of the fact they were facing racism, no matter where they went.
Right.
Wilt had to deal with it in Philadelphia,
right,
for a lot.
And that was his hometown.
Yeah. And, these so-called progressive northeastern towns and it just didn't happen. But why particularly in Boston?
You know,
where is the mentality coming from?
Old Irish, and I'm Irish. That's where it comes
so
from.
So am I.
You know, that's for some reason it just it. I and you know, here's the thing: the Boston has a rich tradition of African American. The 54th Regiment, Glory.
Right.
They're from Boston. I mean, it's in Crispus Attucks, the first man killed at the Boston Massacre. He was African-American. There's a rich history of African-Americans in Boston, but for some reason, the conservative, actually, it's more of a high-end, it's more of the high-end social people, the people from Beacon Hill and the people from Back Bay and those neighborhoods, those are the ones that were the most vocal about it. And, of course, in South Boston, which is entirely, if your name is not Mick O or Incident or Burke, you're not allowed to live there. And that's the area they tried to integrate, and that's where a lot of the hatred started back in the 1940s. With the Boston and the African Americans, I don't know why it is, because you go 45 miles south of there to Providence, it's fine.
Yeah,
you know, you go to Hartford, fine. Oh, Hartford's a dump, you know. But Boston, for some reason,
I get it. But that's also, you know, that's also a lot of blue collar. I also look at the hypocrisy of
politically, it's very liberal,
you know?
Politically. That's the funny thing about it. It's a weird. Yeah. Man, you go figure. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never understood it. And I was in fourth grade when they integrated the school. And Judge Garrity, the man who made the decision, they weren't going to burn him in effigy. They were going to burn him.
No question.
You know, he was the most hated man in Boston. I mean, Bucky Dent had a better reputation than that guy did.
Yeah, no, Bucky Dent actually would have beaten him in a popularity contest.
Probably, yeah.
Scary. Yeah.
This is where we go to the break again. I'm just
curious. Yeah. You know, it's odd.
I never understood it. Never did.
Two steps forward, one step back. Exactly. It's amazing how it works. We're going to step out, speaking of steps, and when we come back, we'll actually get to a little bit more baseball before we swing it to basketball to the top of the hour.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0000. 800-260-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush style, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
You know, with Madonna on that set, I wonder if underwear was optional. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Jerry Burke. Having some fun this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we'll get to the last of the baseball before we actually dive into a couple of basketball games. You know, and yet again, the shining star known as the Mets medical staff, Noah Syndergaard, who I can't blame him for self-diagnosing, has a partially torn lat. They wanted to get him to get an MRI on his forearm.
Right.
And he decided against doing it because he took some anti-inflammatories, probably self-medicating.
Right.
And, you know, was feeling better, decided to make a start, and then had ended up with a partially torn lat, right. Which raised the question, who's making the decisions?
Never a good sign when the players are making medical decisions for themselves.
Yeah,
but it doesn't instill confidence or show confidence in your medical staff when the players are saying, you know what, I'll take care of this one myself.
but unfortunately, it also shows with the track record of what the Mets medical people have been doing over, oh, I don't know, say 10 years, and how many guys have fallen by the wayside who were really first-rate prospects who were either misdiagnosed or didn't get diagnosed quickly enough. Right. Unbelievable. You know, Steven Matz, back in 2015, their left-hander, who, oh, by the way, is on the disabled list right now, it missed 2 months with the same exact injury back in 2015.
That's why they're saying this is an indefinite DL stop for this cat, I heard.
Yeah, well, they put him on the 10-day, but he's going to end up on the 60.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can go say hi to Mr. Baumgartner while he's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Go joyriding.
Exactly. You know what's funny? No one's making a big stink about him wrecking his dirt bike like they did with Jeff Kemp a few years back. Did you notice that? I mean, out here in San Francisco, when Kemp did, oh my God, you would have thought he, you know, just the apocalypse. You know,
Baumgartner
was just a good old boy thing. Well, your good old
Jeff Kemp. Yeah.
Your good old boy thing for Mr. Baumgartner is going to cost you a 500 season, which you weren't going to get anyway. Probably the Giants are pathetic right now. They really are.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. They're pretty bad. But, you know, again, though, to tie it into what we were talking about at the top, it's just how do you – look at the investment. I mean, granted, a coach can be replaced, but look at the investment that they have and just the just complete lack of transparency when it comes to doing due diligence on everything that they're involved in. I get better treatment by going to the clinic.
Right. And millions of dollars, you would think. Look, if I'm paying somebody and it's guaranteed, let's just say for the sake of argument, this man never throws another pitch. All right, I don't know how much time he's got, how much his contract is worth.
Yeah, he hasn't hit the big money yet.
All right, but let's just say, Madison Baumgartner, here's a perfect example.
Right.
If he doesn't throw another pitch, he's going to still collect his $60 or $70 million. You would think you would want the best medical attention possible to try to make your investment worth the $70 million. You don't want Albert Bell still making $3 million a year from the Baltimore Orioles. Still.
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's the thing I don't understand.
Don't call me Joey.
Yeah, most of what he – that way, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Mike Hargrove one time, the human rain delay. He said the reason that Cleveland Indian team did not win, and it should have won – multiple World Series back in the 90s was specifically because of Albert Bell. He was that bad of a person in the clubhouse. People just wanted out of Cleveland.
Yeah, they wanted to hit him with a bat.
Yeah, for reasons other than being Cleveland.
Exactly, which there were plenty of reasons enough at that point in time.
But no, I can't understand. I mean, it just simply is a business thing. I'm paying $25 million investment. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm not, you know, cutting off the wrong fingers. You know, I just don't understand it. Most teams are pretty good about it. Most are. And it wasn't always this way. I mean, there were teams that had, you know, their medical staff consisted of a guy who was a paramedic once. Okay, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's gotten better.
The guy, the guy with the cigarette in one hand and a hypodermic in the other.
Yeah, don't listen.
You know, don't worry. I'll shoot you in North Dallas 40. You know, don't worry. I'll shoot you up. Go hit the field.
And Peter Gentry's. Oh, by that sounds good. By the way, want a cigarette?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Anyway, it's just I don't understand it. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's not, you know, and the Mets, you know, I can't stand them, but you know, the team was worth watching. But you got one of your studs out there, and now you're not going to see him for a while because he has so much faith in your own medical staff that he did it himself. And look what happened.
Yeah, no, exactly. By the way, the Adam Jones thing they were talking about, the fan threw peanuts at him. In the dugout.
Red Sox fans have thrown bananas at African-American players. They have thrown bananas at players. I was there. I physically have seen it happen.
Well, here's the deal, though. They found the guy, you know, which was pretty easy because if you're stupid enough to throw stuff, it's not the outfield, you know, where you're chucking batteries. You know, you're behind the dugout. Chances are pretty good somebody's going to get you on camera. But, you know, Jones had a good point. He said, look. He said, well, you know, a harsher punishment should be giving, a major fine. Well, you can't fine the guy, you know, he's a moron in a stadium that had too many beers. But you can give him a lifetime ban.
Right. You can do that, yes. And they should.
Which he mentioned.
Right.
As part of the punishment.
And you know how hard it is to get a ticket of some way.
Right.
Yeah. It's not like he's, you know, in a couple of years, or it's not like, you know, He just walked up to the ballpark and got a ticket. At Fenway Park, you don't just do that any longer. It's not like he went to see a game and, you know, wherever, pick a place that doesn't get any fans, Oakland, for example.
Yeah.
You know, he gets banned for life. He's going to be, oh, man, you know how long it took me to get those tickets?
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. And ironically enough, Jones was the 2016 Oreo Roberto Clemente nominee.
Yeah, well, you know what the funny thing? Freddie Lynn once told me he actually used to have to talk to the people and say, he used to turn around and like talk to the people in center field and cut this out. And they would yell back at him, listen, you California F word, and just shut up. This is our city. And he was the rookie of the year in the MVP.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
That's my city. Woohoo. Go for
it. Yeah, we had who the hell was it? I went to the ballpark the one time. I think it was Jose Canseco. Uh-huh. Was it right field? Oh, no. You know who it was? Oscar Gamble.
Oh, man. Oscar the Fro Gamble. Yep.
Yeah, I loved Oscar. And he had way too much to drink the night before, and they were playing a doubleheader. And he was falling asleep in right field. So I got a chant going with the players. Hey, Oscar, wake up. Right? So he walked over, and I was about 12 rows up. He walked over in between innings, and he said, hey, you. Shut the bleep up.
The best I ever saw at Fenway, it involved two Hall of Famers, and it went in at the same time, Ricky Henderson and Jim Rice. This was Easter Sunday, 1984. I was at this, it happened right next to me. I was right down the left field line, right before the Green Monster, and the A's are playing the Red Sox. It's like 31 degrees and snowing. I mean, it's brutal. Dave Kingman was playing with the A's back then, and there was a pitching change for the A's. And Henderson went to the corner, right in the left field corner, and kind of huddled up and, you know, crouched. And someone was standing right next to me, yelled down and said, hey, Rice doesn't bundle up like that, and he's from South Carolina. And Henderson looks up and goes, F Jim Rice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was Easter. Everyone was like, it's Easter. Watch your mouth. And he's like throwing fingers at people.
Yeah. Hey, listen, one of the great stories ever, you know, how oblivious he was in, you know, most things. But when he was playing with the Mets, and he went to spring training for the first time, and John Olerud was playing first base.
Right.
You know, and Olerud had taken that line drive to the head.
Oh, yeah. And he wore the batting helmet.
You know, he was wearing a batting helmet no matter what. He wore it in the field. So, you know, they get there, and, you know, they're in spring training. They're working out. He jogs up to John Olerud while he's, you know, playing first base, taking drills. He goes, you know something? There was this other guy that I played with at one point in time. He goes, he used to do the same thing. He used to wear the batting helmet in the field. He was like, that's me, you idiot.
In Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah.
We played together in Toronto. I remember that.
You know, you just did.
Oh, God.
Can't make it
up. No, the funny thing is, if a lot of things, you know, baseball, everyone says, well, it's boring anyway. If you heard or knew some of the things that actually went on the field.
Oh, yeah.
The best ever. I mean, Billy Lee told me this story. He gave up a home run to I think he gave it up to Dick, don't call me Richie Allen one time. And, I mean, this thing landed somewhere in Cambridge. And Fisk walks halfway out with the ball, whips it at Lee, and he says, you know, nice pitch, a-hole. Lee goes, F you called it.
Yeah.
You know, it's things like that.
I remember that story very well.
Go on. And if you pay attention, you can actually see stuff like that going on. You can actually watch the left fielder looking at girls. You can actually see happening.
No question.
Can't do that basketball. Too much running.
Yeah, it's all right. I was down in OKC. and their some minor league team came in. I was at a AAA game, and there was a knockabout catcher that actually had a long career in the majors, but he was always up and down, named Sal Butera.
I remember him, yeah.
Sal. Nice guy.
Yep.
So I had had like 30, 36, 37 beers. And it's quiet. And I was there with a couple of friends. And there were, you know, the dozens of friends and family that were in the stands.
Is this and the I said, that, was this the ballpark that's in the Warehouse District of Oklahoma City?
No. That's new.
That's new. That's nice. Have you been to that one yet, down there?
Yeah, no, it's very nice. Right, but I was out in the burbs, you know. And, I mean, this one was out in the burbs. And I said, hey, Sal, you suck. Well, you could hear it, you know, from El Reno to Mustang.
Right.
And it eventually heads started popping out of the dugouts. Right? Because I've been known to have a loud voice on occasion.
Especially after 36 or 37 beers.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking a little, and we were going back and forth, a little bench jockeying going on. So after the game, as we're getting ready to leave, he pops his head out. He goes, hey, you. I said, yeah, what? He goes, why are you picking on me?
What did I do to you? I mean, there are other things. I mean, there are certain things you're never going to see again. And in baseball, I went to a doubleheader between.
Oh, they'd have booted me out. Well, no, but, you know, so the response I said to him, I said, because you suck.
Probably asked you out for a beer after that.
No. He was hitting like $190, and he threw two balls in the center field.
That sucks. That's
so
true.
I got to him.
No, I mean, there's certain things in baseball you'll never see again, and that's what regular doubleheaders. And I've told you this story off air. I was at that doubleheader between the Padres and the Phillies where the second game of the doubleheader didn't start until 1:10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the eighth inning or something. It's like 4:00 in the morning, and there's a couple hundred people there, and I'm right near behind home plate. John Kruk, who I knew casually, he's from his hometown is Kaiser, West Virginia, and I used to work in a classic rock station there when he was with the Padres, so I got to know him a little bit. He comes over in the on-deck circle and bums a cigarette off me. He's smoking a cigarette in the on-deck circle. You'll never see stuff like that anymore. That's the thing I miss about baseball. It's gotten to the point now where all the leagues,
they homogenized it.
Yeah, they have, and I don't like it. I miss mud in the NFL. Mud.
Yeah.
I would kill. The only place you see it is in Oakland.
Yeah, and Green Bay sometimes. And
sometimes when it's not frozen.
Absolutely.
We skipped basketball. You got 2 minutes if you want to talk about it real quick.
That's all right. I got plenty of time. Cleveland, because the second game was a blowout. Cavaliers 116, Toronto 105.
1-12 in game ones in their postseason career.
Yep. Trying to hold form. And you know, look, I'm still not buying into it because they don't play defense. Right. But they outscored them. And that's the formula right now. Right. If they can get it into the teens, once they crack 100, they're going to win the game more often.
No, they're not going to do that. They can do that against Boston. If Washington, as I call them, the Baltimore Bullets get in there, Cleveland cannot outrun that Bullets team.
Oh, no, I completely agree. And
they can't.
Washington was my dark horse to come out. So,
and by the way, good for them going back to the old unis, getting rid of those ones that they had. I like the
– God, please. I wish they'd go back to the Bullets.
But hey, they used to play in Baltimore twice a year when I lived there.
No.
I watched it. I mean, I still think, and I'm a Celtic fan, I still think Washington's going to win that series. I still, even though Al Horford looked like God the other day.
Yep, could be. But, you know, typical with Toronto, and as we get up against it here, but
hang on a minute.
And no contributions out of the middle. Valanciunas was invisible. And nothing off the bench except for P.J. Tucker. And you want him for defense. You don't want him for offense.
Yeah, if you're getting your Dennis Rodman of your team and you're looking at him for points, you got problems. It's like the Celtics. Yeah. Your best player is 5'9". You may have an issue.
Yeah, and Lowry showed up and played a decent game. DeRozan was okay, but he only got 19. He needs to be scoring 30.
Man. Yeah. But here's the other team gets paid too. People tend to forget that.
Yeah, no. I get that. And, you know, but Cleveland did it nicely.
I'm
at 35, Irving with 24, and us going to break.
Now, yeah, Cleveland gets in. Cleveland's going to take care of Toronto. Boston gets in there. I think Cleveland makes it back. Washington gets in there. Your Bullets fan are going to be in the NBA Finals because Cleveland can't beat them. If they do, they're not going to get in a track meet with those guys. No way. That's
absolutely
your cue to say we'll be right back.
Yeah, no, I just said it.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black and Jerry Burke. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. And wrapping up this hour. Talked about Toronto, Cleveland. Cleveland just has their number. It's a replay of the Eastern Conference Finals. Right. Unless Toronto figures it out, they ain't going to get any further. But as we were talking about, it Cleveland doesn't play defense.
Right. No, they don't. They haven't had to, though, because they haven't played anybody who has a good offense.
But they can't play off the perimeter, and that's the problem. They have no post presence. They can't play off the perimeter. It's going to come up. It's going to bite them in
the ass. Here's the other thing about Cleveland. They are one tweaked ankle or one stubbed toe away from being in trouble because their bench is not that good. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not. They don't have – Celtics have a good bench. Washington's bench is infinitely better than theirs.
Yeah, but this year, unlike last year, if they lose one of the big three, they're done.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't have a Kevin Love. They can't have a Kyrie Irving. You know, and they certainly can't have a LeBron, but he's made out of granite. So, you know, but the other game that was of interest, and only unless you were forced to watch it, Houston Rockets 126, San Antonio 99. And
I still like SA in this series.
Pop's a great coach, but if yesterday was any indication, they're going to get run out of the gym.
You know, you say that.
They just can't get up and down the court with these guys. I figure Pop's going to adjust.
Oh, he will. Because that was like watching Harp Seals being clubbed. That was bad.
Right. But they stole the first game, which is everything that you want to do in this series. So, you know.
Boston, you know, the Memorial Day Massacre in 85. Boston wins by 38. They lose the series in 6 to the Lakers.
Right. There is absolutely no surprise coming at you. D'Antoni's telling you what he's going to do.
Yeah.
It ain't no mystery.
And you know that Popovich knows that.
Yep. Shoot the ball within 7 seconds and don't play defense. You know, just the NBA in a nutshell.
And allow long beards.
Yep. Anyway, that's it for this hour of the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed being in there with you, my friend.
Well, so, obviously, it makes sense that you would. It's me.
Well, absolutely. I'm drunk. So it works out really well. I have one word for you. Banana.
Banana. I could do something about that. Oh, quick, on, Jerry, where are you? Oh, here it is. Ready? Wait at the end. Yep. Here we go, kids. Ready?
Banana.